to explain it to you.
I grew up in a wild church. A church where we probably had to paint the walls and the baseboards once a month because of the scuff marks from people running. My back, brother. I can't do it. Prove it. So what would happen is, now you guys at camp or even at regular services, you've been in a service where the Spirit of God is just so strong and people just start shouting and having what we call praise breaks. So these praise breaks would happen, right? And all of a sudden, you would see a brother start rolling on the floor, literally rolling from one side of the altar to the other side and back again. And people shouting around him would just jump over him and just keep on shouting. Never one time saw someone get kicked or anything. But you would have visitors that would come, and obviously they see this, and so they started calling us holy rollers. So we'd have these names called, and it was discouraging at times. Now, you go through school, and at this time, you know, praying in school wasn't popular anymore. We had a Bible club, but we had to have the Bible club before school started. And even in Bible club, being the only apostolic was kind of difficult because no one else believed what you believed about salvation and Acts 2:38 and living a life separated from the world. So it was difficult. And when you were asked to speak and you're in front of a sea of about 150 Baptists and other denominations and you start talking about Acts 2:38 and they just kind of give you a blank stare, it's difficult. It was difficult. But through it all, what made us stronger was the fact that we knew that when we got home, or even before we got home, in our car or on the bus, praying, that our strength came from God. That even if people tried to fight me at school, because of the foundation that I was able to have at that time, praying, and literally start praying, people would go, okay, you're crazy, and just walk off. But there are things that we come up against, right? There are things, temptations in school, sometimes things that we don't even want to tell our parents about, don't want to tell our best friends about, that we deal with. And it's like, man, I have to deal with this again. The whole summer, I haven't seen so-and-so. I haven't had to deal with so-and-so because they live across town. They don't live in my neighborhood. But the first day of school, you've got homeroom with a person that doesn't like you. Does that happen to anybody? And you're like, okay, here we go again. Here we go again. Another school year having to deal with this person. I had this girl. She was a self-proclaimed witch, right? She did the whole Wiccan thing, brought her little book, spell book to school, and would open it up. If she saw me reading my Bible, she would open up her witch book and start doing little chants, right? This was from freshman to senior year. She was always in my homeroom. And I would try to talk to her, and it was just like talking to a brick wall. But one thing that I never stopped doing was praying for her. 2 years ago, I get a Facebook request. And it's from this girl, Samantha. And I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm not going to tell you how long I've been out of school, but it's been a while. And I'm like, what's going on? Well, I accept the request, and I start looking at her page. And everything on her page is Jesus this, Jesus that, Holy Ghost this, baptism that. You get my point? My prayers, though I never saw it personally, but because I kept praying for her, she got saved. At some point or another, the seed that I planted in her, somebody watered it, and God gave the increase. So when we go to school this year, I want you to pick out the person that, and this is going to sound crazy, the person that picks on you the most, That's the one I want you to focus on. I know you're looking at it like, Brother Tony, like, seriously, bro? That's the one I want you to focus on, because you never know what that young lady, what that young man is going through at home. And at school, they may be venting all of their frustration, their loneliness on you. But you have the key. You have the knowledge that they are searching for. So let's get back to resistance. I got off on a tangent there. Sorry, guys. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. I love this story. How many knows about David? David? Anybody? Anybody? David? ¿Quién sabe de David? De la Biblia. ¿David? ¿Sabe? ¿Conoce David? No? Nobody knows about David? If you know about David, say amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Your teachers are going to have a hard time getting you guys to raise your hands. Oh, man. Oh, man. David, as a young man, a shepherd, the youngest of his siblings, the smallest of his siblings, says that the Israelites went to battle against the Philistines. The brothers went to battle, and David had to stay home and watch the sheep. So one day, David's father said, hey, go take some lunch to your brothers. So David goes. And as he's getting there, he hears this voice, this booming voice, spewing all kinds of slander, all kinds of hate speech against the children of Israel. And David asks, he's like, hey, who is this? What's going on? Like, oh, that's Goliath. He's their champion. He's a giant. He's like, well, he's talking about our God. Nobody's going to do anything? They're like, no. We can't fight him. He's too strong. So David gets to his brothers. He gives them their food and their, and he's just chilling. He's just standing there. And they're like, what are you doing here? It's like, and he asked him a question. He said, is there not a cause to fight? Basically said, is there not a reason for us to go and fight this guy? And his brothers began to make fun of him and say, you're too small. You don't know what you're talking about. Get out of here. Go home. But instead of David going home, he had the spirit that was inside of him. See, David, when he would be tending the sheep, he would play his harp and he would worship God. So David had built up this relationship with God. He had built up this foundation. And so when he heard, and he called him the uncircumcised Philistine, he didn't even say Goliath. He's like, I'm not giving him his name. He was the uncircumcised Philistine. When he heard this person speaking against his God, there was a boldness that rose up inside of him. And see, sometimes at school, we hear kids talking about stuff and joking about stuff that we know is morally wrong. And sometimes we're like the brothers of David and the rest of the army of Israel, and we just kind of want to, don't get noticed. Don't say anything. Don't make yourself a target. But sometimes we have to get a boldness, young people, to stand up for what is right, to speak out against things, to not be afraid to say, hey, you know what? You guys might have been drinking this weekend, but I was having fun at church. Hey, you guys might have been doing so-and-so or listening to so-and-so or watching so-and-so, but I was having fun and getting filled and getting my strength back in the spirit. And they might look at you a little weird at first, but sooner or later they'll start thinking, hey, you know what? I don't like this hangover. I don't like how it feels when I come down off of my high. Because when I come down off of my high, when I'm no longer drunk and inhibited by these things, the same feelings that I was feeling before I got high and drunk are the same feelings that I'm feeling now, and now it's even worse. See, I've been there. See, after high school, I went through a long dry spell. And like, brother, that's why I said you were confirmation. I allowed my friends in the Navy to influence me. I knew what was right. I knew that it was wrong to go out and do these parties and drink until I couldn't walk, until I passed out. But instead of me standing up and inviting some of my shipmates to go to church with me, I let them influence me, the one that they knew didn't drink when he got in, the one that they knew didn't smoke when he got into the military. I allowed them to influence me. So I began to drink and smoke and hang out with them and go out and party with them and do things that were unseemly. I was like the brothers of David. And like the rest of the children of Israel, I didn't want to get noticed. I didn't want to be the outcast. I wanted to fit in. We have to be careful, young people, because sometimes fitting in will lead you down the wrong path. The Bible says that broad is the way that leads to destruction, which means a lot of people are walking the road that leads to hell. A lot of people. The in crowd. The folks that are getting lit. Whatever you guys are saying nowadays. Because when I grew up, being lit was something completely different. But not being afraid to stand up for what's right. Not being afraid or being ashamed to influence your friends the right way. I know it's kind of tough on this subject, but it's something we need, because we have to remember who we are. I was listening to a preacher on, there's an app. If you guys don't have it, I encourage you to get it. I'm putting a plug in there for them. There's an app called Holy Ghost Radio. It's amazing. It's preaching. Spanish, English, Arabic, Portuguese. It's preaching. And I was listening to this brother from Colombia. And he said he's preaching a service and there was a demon-possessed man that came in. And he said before this happened, there were people getting the Holy Ghost, people getting healed. And he said this demon-possessed man walks straight up to him in front of everybody and starts laughing in his face. And he said he was like, wait a minute, what are you doing? So he said he began to try to cast the demon out. And the more he tried, the more it laughed at him. Until finally the man said, if you knew who you were, it would be easy. And he said he took a step back like, what? I know who I am. I'm evangelist so-and-so, and I preach all around the world and this, that, and the other. And he said, the Spirit said it again, but you don't know who you are. And that's the thing, sometimes we forget that we are the children of God. That those of us who have received the Holy Ghost, been baptized in Jesus' name, if you haven't, I encourage you. Say it again. I encourage you. If you've received the Holy Ghost, get baptized. Get baptized. The feeling that I remember feeling when I was dunked in the name of Jesus came up out of the water, I literally felt like I could fly. All of the weight, my sin, everything stayed in that water, and I was a new person. That's the power. So when you remember who you are, that you are a child of God, and you walk into your schools come Monday with that attitude that I am God's child. I've been blood bought. I've been redeemed. And there is no weapon formed against me that can prosper. God, the Word of God says, with every temptation, God gives a way of escape. There's always a way out. There's always a way out. And you don't have to lie to get out of stuff. When your friends invite you to those parties where you know they're going to be doing stuff that you shouldn't be around, you just tell them, hey, you know what? I can't. I'm sorry. That's not what I stand for anymore. It might have been who I was last year. It might have been who I was last semester. But I made up my mind that this year is going to be different. That this year, I'm putting everything towards God. Yeah, last year you might have heard me cussing, trying to be cool. You might have heard me rapping the songs. But see, this year is different. Because this year I'm not playing games anymore. Because I realize how close the coming of God is. How close the second coming of the Lord and how close the rapture of this church is going to be. And I don't want to be the one that gets out of school and realizes the church is gone and I'm still here. Thank you, sister. So I'm part of the resistance. Resisting temptation. Resisting thoughts of suicide, of depression, resisting being influenced by your friends instead of being the one that influences. See, David, when Goliath began to speak to him, he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. David knew where his strength was. And we have to remember where our strength is. That it's in Jesus. And so that after David, the stone hit him. After it hit Goliath, he fell. But he didn't leave him there. It said that David, after that, David made sure that that enemy was killed. So he took Goliath's sword and said he cut his head off. And the act of that man, of that young man, it sent an entire army into flight. The Philistines began to run away. And see, when we resist the devil with the power of the Holy Ghost, he can do nothing but flee from you. He has no other option but to turn and to run and hope we don't catch him. That's the only option that he has. Acts 1 and 8 says that you shall receive power. I'm closing. You won't stand. Acts 1 and 8 says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I know this wasn't part of the schedule, but I don't want to leave tonight without giving an altar call. Because I know some of us, even though we don't want to admit it, there are some things that we are afraid of. Some things that we're anxious about this school year. So tonight, before we leave, I want you guys, whatever it is, if it's a person, if it's a thought, temptation, whatever it is that you were struggling with last semester and through the summer that you want to be rid of this school year, I want you to leave it all at the altar tonight. This weekend, this is the start of a powerful weekend. Tonight is just us local people, but we're starting off right. After this weekend, you will be empowered to face whatever trial, whatever temptation will come your way. It doesn't matter what it is, because we have Jesus on our side. Amen. If the ministry could come up here and help me. Young people, I want you to come up. And we're going to do something a little bit different. Come on up here. all the young people. How many have received something tonight with the conferences that we've had? As she begins to play, I want you guys to pour your hearts out. There are things I know there are. I know there are by the looks on your faces, because I was there at one time. There are some things that you need to get off your chest tonight. There are some things that have been eating away at your soul, at your heart. There's some things that we need God to help us change. Because in and of ourselves, we don't have the power to change it. But through the Holy Ghost, we have the power. So tonight, we're just going to lay it all out at the altar. And tonight is going to be the start of something brand new. And tonight, we will no longer be the youth group that's the outcast. We will no longer be the youth group that people may speak about in a negative way. But we will be the youth group that is on fire. The youth group that has founded themselves on the rock. The youth group that is part of the resistance. And after tonight, and tomorrow, and Sunday, we will be changed. Everything that you desire in God, it's here. Everything. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. It said, you have not because you ask not. So whatever it is tonight, God is like this. It's like a gift. God's here. And he's doing like this. And that's what he wants to happen. Reach up and grab it. Let's pray. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to kneel, kneel. Let's get a hold of God before we leave this place tonight. There's some chains. There's some things that need to be broken tonight. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. There's some things that need to be broken tonight. Tonight's the night. Tonight is the night. We don't need fancy flair or anything else. Just us and Jesus. The 120 on that day of Pentecost, it was just them and Jesus. You guys ready? You guys ready? Do you have that thing in your mind that you want to take to God right now? Let's do it. In the name of Jesus. God, we come to you right now, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. God, there's some things that we need to get off our chest tonight. God, there's some things that we don't want to start the school year with. So we're asking you, Lord, to help us tonight. Tonight, God, I came expecting a change. I came with heaviness on me, God. I came struggling. I came discouraged, God. But I want to be like David. I want to be a part of the resistance. I want to have that foundation. So God, right now, I'm opening my heart to you. I'm opening up my soul to you right now. And I'm asking you, God, you see my pain. You see my heartache. You see how I can't sleep at night. So God, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you my hurt. I'm giving you my pain. I'm giving you my anxiety. I'm giving you my depression. Everything, God, I'm giving it to you right now. Right now, God. I can't leave tonight the same as I came. I can't walk out of this place the same way that I came into it tonight, God. So I'm asking you, pour it out on me, Lord. Pour it out on me, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If I could get the leaders to help pray with these young people. Si los líderes me pueden ayudar en orar por los jóvenes. Hay unas cosas que necesitan quebrar esta noche. There's some things that have to be broken tonight. There's some young people that are tired. They're tired. And tonight is their night to give it to God. Tonight is their night of change, of release, of surrendering to God. Surrendering to God tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All across the building, if you can lift your hands. Lift your hands. God is here in this place. And the Holy Ghost is beginning to fall. And with your hands lifted up, you say, God, pour it on me. God, I release this to you. I release this to you. I release this to you, God. In the name of Jesus. 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 God, I pray right now, Lord. In the name that's above every name. God, we rebuke right now. Every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of temptation, every spirit of indifference that is trying to take over our young people. In the name of Jesus, they are your children. They belong to you, God. They belong to you, God. They belong to you, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. God, I give myself away. I give myself to you right now, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid to cry out to him, young people. Don't be afraid to open up your mouth and cry out to God. Don't be afraid to lift up your voice and cry out to God tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He is here and He is working right now. God is working some things out right now. He's working some things out right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give it to Him, Chris. Give it to Him, Christopher. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't fight it, young people. Don't fight it tonight, young people. The one that you're resisting is the devil, not God. Don't fight the spirit tonight. God is here to help you. He is here to minister to your soul right now. In the name of Jesus. En el nombre de Jesús. Dios está aquí. Ministrando a cada uno de nosotros en este lugar. Él está aquí para ayudarle. En el nombre de Jesús. In the name of Jesus. God, I give it to you. God, I give it to you. God, I give it to you, Lord. God, my heart is yours. My heart is yours, God. I've made up my mind tonight that I'm going to give you 100%. I've made up my mind tonight that I'm giving you my all. I've made up my mind tonight that my feet will be planted on the rock in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Pray until you break through. Pray until you break through. Pray until something happens tonight. Push through it. Push through the pain. Push through the thoughts. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There may be turmoil in your family. Push tonight. Push tonight. Push tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing that God will not forgive you of. There is absolutely nothing that the blood of Jesus cannot cover. The devil is a liar, and he's the father of them. God is here tonight. Mercy is in this building tonight. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Young people, your strength is with the Lord. Your strength is with the Lord. Tu fuerza viene de Dios. Tu fuerza viene de Dios. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.